From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A motorcycle crash left a man with massive injuries in McKinleyville Tuesday. And just before 10 a.m., 55-year-old Michael Lafferty of Massachusetts was driving a 2018 Ford Edge southbound on Central Avenue at Anna Sparks Way and was at a complete stop for the traffic signal. 60-year-old David Carr of McKinleyville was riding a Honda motorcycle southbound on Central Avenue north of Anna Sparks Way. The motorcycle reportedly cut into the path of a turning truck at the intersection and collided with it. As a result of the collision, Carr ejected off the motorcycle. He came to rest on the roadway, sustaining major injuries. The Arcata Mad River ambulance responded to the scene, taking Carr to Mad River Community Hospital for treatment. He was later transported by air to Mercy Medical Center. DUI is not a factor. A unanimous vote this week by Fortuna City Council to appeal a cannabis cultivation project approved last month by the Humboldt County Planning Commission. That project would operate on 2.7 acres and be used for indoor commercial cannabis cultivation. Fortuna has a marijuana prohibition ordinance and has concerns about odors, noise, and increased traffic, plus water demands and crime surrounding the facility, which will be called Humboldt Unique Gardens. Also, some concerns say the project could disrupt the city's annexation plans. Two teens charged in Rio Dell in connection with a drug deal gone bad. The suspects, ages 16 and 18, arrived at a house in Rio Dell with the intended purpose of buying pot. However, the transaction did not take place. One of the young men pulled a gun, claiming, "This is the way we do it in Sacramento," and took the 5 pounds of marijuana that had been offered for sale. The two men fled in a silver Toyota Camry. Rio Dell Police Department broadcasting the information to other law enforcement in Humboldt County. Shortly thereafter, two CHP officers observed a car that matched the description of the suspect vehicle. It was registered out of Sacramento. They observed that the car was weaving and pulled it over on US 101 near Hooker Creek Road. Inside of the car, they found the 5 pounds of pot, two loaded firearms, both of which had been reported stolen, and about $4,400 in cash. Well, Scout-O-Rama happens this Saturday at Carson Park, hosted by the Humboldt County Boy Scouts. And if you're looking to find out more about the Boy Scouts, it's a perfect opportunity to do so. The event's free. It's hosted by Boy Scout troops and Cub Scout packs from across the county. Scout-O-Rama runs from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., rain or shine. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.